viruses, they're really cool. They're responsible for 25% of mortality in the oceans on a daily basis, but that mortality is actually recycling nutrients for new organisms that are also evolving and growing and everything. So it's this kind of feeding everything back into a nice equilibrium in the system.
So viruses aren't scary and we shouldn't all be worried about...
definitely not. As humans, no, the majority of them are not interested. So like I said before, there's 10 million in a single teaspoon, but most of those are actually going to be targeting the bacteria. If you think about it, you know, the oceans are almost like the planetary engines in what they do in terms of producing oxygen for the planet and everything. And in that sense, the viruses are the lubricant to keep those planetary engines ticking over and the pistons doing their thing and everything like that.
I mean, there's been a lot of talk lately about what's happening on the Great Barrier Reef, you know, coral bleaching, a lot of pollution, over-tourism, etc. How much do we know about that kind of interaction in regards to viruses?
We know really very little. So it's, I don't even say it's in its infancy, I say it's embryonic in terms of research, really, because there's very, very few people, even in Australia, but globally as well, there's very few labs in the world that actually look into this. And I think part of the reason probably is that viruses are hugely abundant, but it was only in the late 80s that that was recognised to be the case. So before, people were either dismissing viruses even existing in the oceans or saying that if they are there, they're really, like, you know, minimal, there's not many and they're not diverse, which now we know the opposite is true.
Do you think that virology is something that really needs to be looked at in Australia to make sure that we can maintain the reef?
Yeah, I think so, definitely, because it's like you're looking at a picture but you're missing a big part of that picture. So by ignoring viruses, which, like I said, are key to a lot of the processes that are going on in the reef, then you're not going to get a full picture.
We spoke earlier about the crown of thorns starfish. I mean, that is overly abundant at the moment. Can you talk me through the numbers of that and whether you think that studying virology could actually, you know, help us address the COTS problem?
They don't know exact numbers because of the nature of actually doing a census survey, if you like, of crown of thorns. But modellers, again, have estimated there's something between 3 million to 10 million COTS on the reef. So what they kind of pick as a guesstimate, if you like, is 5 million. And, yeah, in the 90s, there was a lot of research money invested into COTS biology and trying to work out their life cycle and so on. But they never, ever included, again, a microbiology component and definitely not viruses. So could you look at to see if you could almost exploit a virus infection in crown of thorns as some kind of control measure? I mean, again, that would have to be rigorously tested and you'd have to know all the parameters that were involved. But without looking at it, there's going to be no way you know how to tackle it and how to approach that problem in terms of their viruses.
You mentioned that viruses could actually be used to control that population. I mean, that's potentially, yeah. Is that a crazy idea? Because, I mean, just saying that, controlling a population from a virus, that seems like a pretty futuristic, scary kind of prospect. But is that something that we need to look at?
Well, yeah, it's not really futuristic. In a sense, it's historical. So if you look at, for example, with human populations, when they became too big too quickly, you'll often see an epidemic come through, and then, you know, suddenly that huge population's numbers will be controlled, they'll be reduced, and, you know, you kind of go back to a more equal status, I guess, in terms of the environment. You know, the equilibrium will be restored, and that will quite often be through a virus sweeping through a population. But I don't think it's that out there. And for sure, viruses are used a lot already in terrestrial crop agriculture, for example, to control things. So, yeah, so they're already doing that in, like, the food industry and so on. So viruses are a very powerful tool.
So do you think that the Australian government should invest in virology? Because, you know, it could be that missing puzzle piece that we don't know about, you know, the COTS outbreaks.
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. Like I said before, it's a big part of the whole picture that's missing. And if you don't invest research into that, then the big questions that exist will never be answered. And in terms of the numbers, so yeah, anything between 3 to 10 million adults, and in one season, so every year, a single female is going to produce 65 million eggs. So that is pretty mind-blowing. And if you think there's anything, you know, there could be 5 million females and also 5 million males, and that female's going to produce all these eggs every season, then the numbers are out of control, really. So, yeah.
So do we really need to look at virology ASAP to make sure that we know as much as we can about crown of thorns?
Definitely. Without knowing that key and knowing their power as a weapon or a tool, then, yeah, our ignorance is just going to continue. So I think, yeah, it's a really important component.